Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Okay, we all know what a flubble is. AJ created it and mastered it. It's the combination of a flub and a mumble. And each week at this time, we play you the best from the week. How'd we do?
Pretty good. Thank you. Channel 3 Biller Associates Public Insurance Adjuster's early warning weather today. Wayne. It's waning. Lots of rain. I said Wayne.
That's
on
a
purpose.
Good try and save myself moment.
Oh, damn. Well, it's going to wane a lot. Yes, and actually, yes. Rain.
On ramp is blocked due to an overturned tanker trunk. Truck 95 southbound exit 83. I know, trunk, not truck. I know.
How was your day? How tough was it walking around in an inflatable Godzilla costume in 40 mile an hour winds?
Yeah, and occasionally like higher gusts as well. Every now and then we come from behind a building, all of a sudden looking like a spazzed out Godzilla. They gotta go. You know, everybody else is walking normally. I'm walking like a pigeon toed fat. Fine thing, fight to win like this.
So when I read this story, it's so familiar to.
Hold on.
Familiar here.
AJ?
Goosebumps. Sorry. Fun fact. Goosebumps are meant to warm. What? Fun fact.
147 million ounces of gold. How much is that worth?
Oh, so you boy. Got Fort Knox in Kentucky and where they make Corvettes. That's pretty cool.
Corvette.
What's a Corvette?
Corvettes. Corvettes. Yes. How you doing, Corvettes?
All right, you ready for my list?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. There's a reason I'm here.
Top five.
Okay, so this week, Joe Myers. Sorry. I'm cranked up.
Jay from Wolcott. Keep your eyes on the money, Motley Crue.
That one did not make the list. Oh, it did. I'm sorry. Number 8, the song deals with gambling and the tragic results that being a compulsive gambler can bring you. Number 9, I apologize.
Number 9.
Where is it now, Beefman?
Okay. Yep. My apologies.
I want to see him, like, you know, like running or, you know, being like a... Like indie or like in like American Graffiti. Or
there's a lot of those movies where you think there's going to be like a harpsichord playing in the background and poetry being read. And
is that a frozen harp?
Harpsichord.
That's right.
Harpsichord. I let it go. I let it go.
Very very cold down there. Listen to her laugh.
Oh my God.
I know.
The queen of stupid sayings.
It's like a toucan.
No, we need an ejection seat over there.
What's that number, AJ?
203-980-86.
How did I know that was going to be gold?
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Tom G.
Great to you, Tom. Is there also like a Kevin Harvick? Wow.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Weird, strange, interesting, or
fun
teachers. Downtown Brown.
Yo, what's up? What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up with you?
Andre and Derby.
It's like an effective speaking class. Obviously, didn't work.
Depressed right now.
Yeah, you lost her.
These pictures are phenomenal.
Her pictures.
Picture.
Pictures.
She's drooling picture. Over this. She can't speak now.
In front of your shirt's all wet.
Are you kidding me?
That's a look.
How does not?
Now
I'm upset.
That happened?
He said 50s. I told him that. Never mind. Click your head.
Oh, we're going to click all right.
I'm going to click your head in a second.
Joe Biden's on the phone.
Oh.
First State of the Human speech.
Right.
It's union.
Right.
Union.
Onion.
I think I just said union.
Union.
No, that's the creature living at the bottom of the ball.
Nah, yeah. Mutated. Yeah, by bacteria for like centuries. That was Ray on Twitter.
Thank you,
responding
Ray.
To us, but like, you are gonna. It's gonna blow your mind. I don't even know how to process this information. Yeah. What does it mean?
Nuts.
You type bold him. Bull print. I'm saying? No. I got my first one today.
No. There was one during the last commercial.
And then they use DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan. And workout regimen. Hello.
Huh.
All right. So it wasn't
wow.
So weak.
I thought we had a clean week, too. Yep. Wow, that's a clean week.
Yep.
The dignity of a 50-year-old legendary radio station out the window in 3 minutes.
Oh. Bye.
Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning. Why do I feel like I'm going to be the next featured on Dumbass News?
You are.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So you're right about that.
Good timing.
Did you hear the bell?
Yes.
I do. I call her my daughter, and work got really confused because I have a human daughter that's grown and on her own. And then I said, yeah, I have a year and a half year old daughter. And they're like, what? And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's home alone. She's fine. What do you mean you left your kid home alone? I'm like, yeah, she's a cat.
She craps in a box.
Yeah, she's potty trained.
Where does this come from? How does this happen to somebody?
I don't know.
Because you love them so much.
Okay, but it's not your child. Did this thing come out of any part of your body?
It might as well have.
I'm talking to her.
Sorry.
You.
Thank you, Ashley.
I get you, girl.
I've had cats in the past where I was able to dress them up in little baby clothes.
It's humiliating for the pet, first of all. It's not cute.
She doesn't want
It's humiliating.
It's where they puke in your shoe.
It's humiliating.
When I had my dog, Bella, sadly she passed away from old age, but she had a coat, she had clothes.
You know, she has a coat. God gave it to her. It's called fur.
Yeah. As for old days, she was smoking cigarettes behind the house.
Go on the internet and see what the most comfortable temperature is for that breed of dog. And I will guarantee that that dog is usually in that comfort zone or more. Your house is probably warmer than it likes.
So no Jack from LL
Bean? I had a Samoyed. Its comfort level was 55 degrees.
Really?
There was no way our house was ever 55 degrees.
Oh.
Now, you're torturing that pet. You're torturing it.
You touch it. When you do that,
you're torturing it.
You only need the coat in winter.
What kind of dog
I'm
did you have? The dog probably died from overheating.
Actually, the dog took itself
out. Hold
on.
Well, what kind of dog did you have?
She was a terrier mix, Jack Russell Terrier mix.
Can you look that up, Phil? What's the...
comfort level?
Comfort temperature.
It's not like I breastfeed them. Seriously.
Well.
You know you're crazy when you're saying, well, it's not like I breastfeed them.
Depends. What kind of peanut butter
I have a
got?
Feeling if you had milk in there, right. You'd be pumping and... Not letting them get it directly.
How did I get peanut butter there?
Under 50 degrees, they get cold.
Wow.
Above that, they're
under
fine.
50.
All right, well, we have winters in New England, and she needed an insulated coat and clothes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you wouldn't put any of the clothes on in spring, summer, or fall?
Well, if it was windy, she would wear something. Yeah.
Windy?
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a windbreaker for that?
Yeah, a raincoat, yes.
Right, get a slicker.
Collection of starter jackets.
Exactly right.
You have to protect her when you go to the beach. It's windy.
Do you know when other dogs or cats see a pet dressed up, they're like, look at that idiot.
Wow.
No, they're probably like, wow, they're bougie.
No.
Exactly.
They're going, I'll bite them, you run.
Right. The other pets are like, wow.
I bet that one's got its own TikTok.
I wish I had that one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. What else do you do?
She's jumping on my lap right now meowing. She's so happy.
That's her phone, so.
That is.
Get off my phone! Yeah. Get my phone! Roaming charges, damn it!
Yeah, that's probably next, right? On the list, get her own phone.
Well, she's a lucky pet with some of this stuff, you know.
Extreme.
Yeah, I mean, we're very serious about our babies.
Mm-hmm. They're not your babies.
They are our babies.
Not. Are you that kind of person that gets a fake, like, emotional support pet vest and then bring the cat and the dog on the plane or in the restaurant?
No.
Not yet.
Do you call the restaurant and you're like, it's my daughter's birthday. We want a free dessert tonight.
Right. Yeah, have you brought the cat to Chuck E. Cheese for its birthday?
It's your happy birthday. Hooray!
Not yet, no. I'm trying to make her a support animal, though, so I could take her with me. But,
see?
It's separation anxiety when I leave her and she doesn't like it.
That's not a condition.
She's at the door.
If you were in Iraq serving and now you feel uncomfortable out in public, that's a problem that you need addressed and people should bend over backwards.
Right.
If you don't like being away from your cat.
For 8 hours.
Pull it together, man. How do you deal with the rest of life?
I'm a woman, but...
Woman. Pull it together, woman.
Kidding with you, Jazz. No, seriously, a lot of people feel the same way. I have a coworker that her tuxedo, I mean, she's just as hands-on mom as I am with mine. And we talk about our babies throughout the day.
And what do you do for a living?
Where's yours going to preschool? I don't really like that place.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm an administrative assistant.
Administrative assistant.
And there is doggy daycare.
You can't bring your cat to work, right?
You can't, right? It lays in your laptop all the time.
I have asked in the past, and I have brought my cat to work before. When they had a surgery, and they needed monitoring, and I couldn't take the time off, I did bring my cat to work.
Even AJ hasn't done that.
No, not yet.
It's too much. First of all, they don't want to travel. I wish they can speak.
Right.
Or even just, like, make little notes.
Right. Write things down.
They don't want to travel.
They love when you're at home.
They love it.
They sleep in the sunlight.
They don't want all this new sound and sights.
Exactly. They walk on top of your stuff.
Well, I mean, some can't handle it, but others can. And you just have to be...
Why should everyone at work have to deal with the cat
sense.
Because you can't get away from it?
Chaz, if you showed up with your cat, if Catechus or Furly Furby came to work, I would love it. If they were like,
well, but wait, it'd be walking all over the control board, turning things off.
Right.
It would be, I don't know, knocking your pen off the counter.
I love
playing with pens.
Oh, you're
drinking out of your giant water thing.
Well, the people who own the company and the people who listen to this wouldn't love it.
Get
yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, Ashley. Dib and boom.
What word
good
that?
Argument.
You bring the litter box in their bed, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
I love pets. I don't want to sound like a person who doesn't love
right.
pets,
yeah, yeah.
but there's a line.
Yeah, bring it to work. It's kind
okay?
of extreme.
I don't want to be in a fancy restaurant and like right over to my left, 2 feet away, is a dog licking its ass.
Right. Or
like I've saved up for this nice experience. And now because you don't want to be away from your dog, I got to deal with the dog licking its ass.
And if
that's what dogs do.
And if there's rice.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be in a restaurant.
And if there's rice, do not leave rice uncovered by a cat.
And you know, it's a fake vest they bought from. All right.
How about this one?
All right.
When you adopt a human child. You have 6 weeks off from work.
You can't compare.
It's a human child.
You don't get that when you adopt a fur baby.
Yeah.
A fur baby.
You don't get that
option. Them.
They have to
you shouldn't.
To
what? An employer's going to pay for this? I get a pet.
Yeah.
I got to pay an employee 12 weeks.
That's fine.
I just.
Well, maybe just 3 weeks.
Medical leave choice.
Maybe you get like a day. How's that?
First of all, normally when I'm arguing with someone on the air, the tribe will come to that person's defense.
Notice
not one
flat.
Person's on the line.
Yeah, phones are flat right
I
now.
I know, because we all feel the same way. At least I
no,
admit
if they
it.
Did, they'd be calling right now.
No, nah, they went to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
I think they heard Ashley's defensive. Dab,
I have a little bit later hours.
I do want to walk over to people in the restaurant and say, okay, I'm sorry, but can I ask you what your disability is? Can I?
Right.
Oh, you just don't want to be away from your dog. You know, I don't want to be away from my pets either.
Exactly.
But I realize people are here eating. Right. You know what it would look like if we all brought our pets? It would be a goddamn zoo.
It would be.
Let me get my filet and I'll come over here and I'll eat in the zoo.
There'll be a dog fight for one thing.
Right.
Or dog chasing a
well,
cat.
That's why we have cat cafes now.
You know, support.
That's wait, what?
That's
what?
True. You
cat
can go cafes. To you can go to Mew Haven.
Yeah.
Mew Haven.
Keith is gone.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a tea coffee place where cats are just walking around.
Yes, Mew Haven.
You can adopt them too.
Right. Those are not Tootsie Rolls, by the way.
Here's the deal with that, though. You're signing up for it when you,
you
walk.
You know
in.
What you're going
exactly,
into.
Like,
right.
I wouldn't mind that. I would go there. I think I would have a good time.
Yeah.
I love cats.
Yeah, petting
right?
cats.
But I know when I'm walking in,
what you're going in for. At a 5-star restaurant, and there's Fluffy.
Right. Cats everywhere. That does sound like fun. But when I do get dressed up, like I saved for this, we're
right.
going to have a nice night out. It's our anniversary. And I'm like, here, honey, isn't this romantic? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it won't be licking its ass all night.
Maybe it's our cat. Maybe you're our dog. Maybe it's their birthday.
Well, it was an internet cafe at first, but the cats keep laying on the keyboards.
It's a cat
adoption date.
Cafe.
All right.
Why should your date be any more special than theirs?
Because they're...
They don't even know.
Do you get much sleep?
What's
at all?
Happening?
AJ, I'm surprised. Come on,
AJ.
I mean, I'm a pet lover too, but that's a
Christine. You know what I love about you, though? You fought to the death.
You
here,
kept so. Fighting. Yes,
I'm on your side.
So, all right. That's thank you. I appreciate it. Scott Haney on the show now. Good morning.
You know, I have very limited time. The audience looks forward to my segments on Friday, and you cut my time talking to a woman who refers to her cat as her daughter.
How do you feel about that?
I feel that those people are different than me.
Oh, see, you know how to fend this stuff off.
Yeah, he's a pro.
I feel like I came off as a crazy person, an angry person, and I felt like I was disrespectful to pets and loving pets.
Oh, today's National Adopt a Pet Day, too.
No, it isn't.
Oops.
Yes, it's National Adopt a Pet Shelter.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I hope you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
No, my cat eats on the floor. Like, you know, it's not going to sit at the table with me. It's, you know, it does have run of the bed, though. Like, if I move, he moves. But I move, I make the first move.
Right. You sleep on your head. Yep.
Right. But, like, I will adjust myself. Like, if I have to get up and go to sleep in the middle, if I have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and he's next to me, I'll be like, I don't want to disturb him. So, like, I'll try to get out of the bed a different way, so in order not to disturb him.
I did the same thing.
Straight down the end at the end of the bed. Yep.
I love those two cats.
Yep.
They sleep on top of me.
Oh, really?
And
aww.
It's like I have an electric blanket, or I have one of those vibrating chairs.
Right. They love you.
Yeah. Two heating pads. Yep.
But you know, I go away for the weekend and leave him by himself. So
throw him a lot of food.
Throw him a lot of food, and he takes care of himself. So you know, I wouldn't do that to a human. So I guess I'm a little different there.
Give money for pizza in case
wants
to take
out.
You're
a pet owner.
Yeah, I give him. You know, Fridays is pizza day, so
exactly,
I always give him money for pizza.
Right, extra anchovies, right?
Exactly, and he loves it.
Exactly. Yep, a little Fox and Park.
The phone, like, hey, if anything happens, just call me.
Well, speed dial.
Absolutely. He gets on his kitty phone.
Right. Yep.
So I haven't really gotten a lot of sleep this whole week. I've just been exhausted.
Why? What's up?
Yeah.
I'm watching, I just watched on Netflix The Murder of Gianni Versace. Did you ever watch that?
No, I watched about a minute of the commercial.
You have to watch just how crazy.
Because I was, you know, we were reporting on this stuff when it was a news story. Why would I need to relive it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But Andrew Cannon was absolutely crazy.
Oh, the guy would crazy.
I didn't realize the guy, you know, how many people he murdered prior to Gianni Versace.
That might be interesting.
He's a total serial killer. And the way he murdered his victims, just unbelievable.
Oh, wow. All right, maybe I will watch that. So you weren't able to sleep after watching that?
Yeah, it was so disturbing. I was like, someone is coming to my house and it's going to kill me.
Even the cat's going, hey, relax.
The cat was worried.
Right.
You know, he was like...
It's cool, man. Keep watch.
He put up his paw over his eyes during the bad scenes.
Exactly.
He was like...
Can't watch.
He put his tail around his face.
Right.
Oh, it was terrible. It was unbelievable. So it was very disturbing. I'm just giving you a heads up. It's very disturbing.
Why would I want to watch this?
Well, you were there.
Yeah, exactly. You get sucked in, too. You watch one, and you're like, well, I got to watch the next one. And I'm new to Netflix, and they give you like 7 seconds to decide whether or not you want to go to the next episode.
Go!
So before you do it, you're already sucked in. You're already watching it, and then you're like, oh, here I go. Another hour.
8 hours went by, yep.
Plans for the weekend?
Yes, I'm going to Fire Island for the first time this season.
Nice.
You have a place out there.
I have a place out there. It's completely renovated. I spent the entire winter renovating it.
Nice.
Now, when you say you mean you were writing out checks?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
So I have no idea what it looks like.
Oh, wow.
I've completely trusted everyone in charge, and I'm going out for the first time. I'm going to open the key and say, oh, my God, I like it, or oh, my God, what happened?
I will kill you!
Well, this sounds like an episode of one of those home remodeling shows.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They should have been there filming.
Right. And you should record your reaction as you walk in for the first time.
Nice.
I should. You're absolutely right.
Right, you know, for evidence.
Because you could play that Monday, Scott. That's good television. I know you don't think it's great, because...
I just, people like, oh, you have a second home.
Wow, just like them. I pictured them in my mind.
And the only thing I can think of is the cushions on the dining room table. Like, it's a very, very small place. It's a co-op. It's like a condo.
Yeah.
But the dining room table's in, like, with the living room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cushions on the chair matched the old sofa. So I'm going to go in, and there's going to be blue cushions, and now everything is kind of beige,
right?
Which is not going to match, and it's going to drive me up a wall.
So you're going to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Get pillows.
I got to get somebody to reupholster the cushions.
Right. There you go.
So
get spray paint.
I got to get a stapler and some fabric and do it myself.
If you like everything else, that'll be just one task.
Yeah, it's minor. Yeah.
But if you don't everything else... Right. Boy.
Like, if the stove's in the bathroom now, you got a problem.
Now, why wouldn't you have them send you pictures as they progress?
You know, I should have done that, but I completely trusted them with good faith, and I'm looking for, all I did was write the checks, as you say.
Right, that part they loved.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm nervous for you, Scott. Yeah. I know, I'm nervous.
We'll talk next Friday, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Please record yourself.
Yes, please.
Please, pretty please.
If it's wrong, we'll hear them.
You'll hear me from Fire Island.
Exactly. Wow, it really carries across the water.
What was
that?
Oh,
my God.
I thought it was a bird.
Do you know Jim Bozzi?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a house out there. But so I don't know if he's going to be out there this weekend. But I don't know.
Live Nation.
Yeah, Live Nation, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So make fun of him, too.
Okay.
Well, he's talked about everything on the air, right?
Yes, he has.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
His
husband is an interior designer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
And he did Oprah's house. One
what?
Of
yes.
One of.
Who I was dreaming about last night.
Who?
Oprah's
okay.
house?
Ozzy or Oprah?
It. Now you lay that on me now when I have 30 seconds. Damn it!
Yeah, I was dreaming about Oprah last night. She had the covers of her taillights were off, and I was like, Oprah, you're going to get a ticket. You can't drive around like that.
And what did she say?
She was like, lend me your car. I'll give you my car. You can take it to the shop and get it fixed. And I was like, you're Oprah. I'll do that for you.
Right.
Well, did you have Bozzi's husband do the work for you?
No. He's more into windows. He does he works for a window company.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
So,
that's
you know.
Next year. Yeah, next year.
Yeah. So next time, though.
Right.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend. I can't wait to hear. I may text me. I may have to have you on Monday.
And good luck.
Go over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll text you.
All right. Thank you, brother. We have a last minute Fun Fact Friday arriving right now. Hi. Good morning.
Fun fact. Ashley was a nightmare for a babysitter.
Oh. Good morning, Mama G. Oh.
Good morning.
That's not funny. It's not fun or a fact.
It's a fun fact.
It's just something we were talking about.
Oh, it
about
was a
week.
Fact, dear.
Why?
You don't remember. So we quickly exhausted the family. Uncle Nunzio and Aunt Elaine came over to watch you one evening. We hadn't gone out to dinner in a long time.
You know, you're an Italian family when you have a Nunzio in the family.
Nunzio, that's
your
right.
Your mom's talking. Show respect to you.
Yeah, don't distract from the real point of the call here.
Yes.
We literally arrived at the restaurant, and Aunt Elaine called almost hysterical and said, she's been screaming on the top of her lungs since you left. There's nothing I can do. You have to come back.
Have you tried a pillow?
And then we exhausted your grandmother. Do you remember you called 911? You ran up to your room and called 911?
I thought I could dial her phone number with my eyes closed.
Wow, your mom's narking on you. This is pretty cool.
Sorry, what?
You thought you could dial her phone number with your eyes closed?
Yes.
You would think experience would have taught her to use 911 more properly.
Well, the worst part is,
it was an accident. I didn't mean to dial 911.
The worst part, this is 5 years ago.
I have no recollection. I know, I remember that part, but not the Aunt Elaine Nunzio part.
Yes, and the cops showed up, and your grandmother had it. So we decided we were going to try high school students because
They were... What's her face? Across the street.
No, we tried Emily first, which you have obviously blocked out because every time I ask you if you remember who Emily was, you say, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
And Emily used to meet you and your sister after school. She had a key to the house, came in, let out our dog.
Where'd we find her?
I came. She was a high school student. She went to a high school in the area that we live in. And I came home from work one day, and she looked a little bit exasperated. And I said to Emily, I'm sorry, Emily, was the dog too much? And she looked at me and she said, the dog isn't the problem. I said, what happened, Emily? She said, do you know that your daughter, Ashley? No, don't get me wrong. Chelsea had her own issues, but Chelsea was quiet. Chelsea used to undress all of her Barbies, pop off their heads, line them up on the couch headless, and put their heads on her fingers like little kids put olives on their fingers.
And that was a normal kid.
With the heads on her fingers. But she said to me, do you know that your daughter stands on her head in the corner of the couch and I can't get her down?
That was fun.
This explains
that
a lot.
Explains a
all
lot.
The blood rushing to
have
your
you
head.
Ever
sound
done that?
Effects when she speaks.
Yeah,
like those old-fashioned couches with the structured arm. You just stand on your head.
She was about to do it on the counter. It was very close.
It's only old-fashioned couches that have a structured arm.
Right.
Right. These new ones.
No arms.
Structure in the arms.
No structure
None.
At all.
Right. Back in the day, they made couches with structured arms.
Back in the day.
It's now, like a piece of wet spaghetti.
They're just noodles. Noodles.
So every time Emily came to babysit after that, we'd have to tip her a little bit more every time just to make sure that she would come back.
Gotta give her weed now.
And then Emily left, and we tried Lindsay across the street,
yeah.
And poor Lindsay looks shell-shocked every single time she left. So we just gave up. We didn't go anywhere anymore until they became of age and they could stay home by themselves.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know something, Ashley? In the last 2 years, I have learned something. By the way, happy anniversary at PLR Saturday's second year anniversary with the boys. But I have learned something in the last 2 years. I used to think that the apple had fallen off the tree and just kept rolling downhill. You have proven from the last 2 years that you are from a completely different orchard.
Well, the pine tree, yes.
I'm suddenly feeling flush.
Right.
She cemented that position today.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's embedded
make
in stone.
A montage of just Ashley today.
It's embedded in stone big time.
She just had trouble getting her arms out of her own sweater.
My left arm hurts.
I would like to blame it on the second shot yesterday, Ashley, but honey, I'm sorry. This is Ashley.
Bye, Mom.
All right. Thank you, Mama G.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, that poor family.
I have no recollection of most of that.
Well, you're on your head a lot.
Oh, those babysitters do.
Yep.
They win every babysitter kid horror story.
Right.
Oh, really? Dale. You think you had it bad? Oh, please. The house fire and tying you to a stake? Nothing. Wait until I tell you about this kid, Ashley.
Yeah, they all have therapy animals now because of you.
Yeah.
I had to leave the state.
Can you imagine what kind of devil child the babysitter thinks when comes in back from the comes in from the kitchen and then she's on her head like, red rum.
I like that couch. It had flowers on it.
Yeah, but the TV's upside down too.
How's it going?
Hi, I'm wonderful.
How was he? How did he do? Can we fact check the boss on his predictions last week?
Ooh. The Patriots are going to take a quarterback in the first round.
Got it.
They signed Cam Newton to be sort of the backup. There will be a quarterback competition. He's going to help mentor the new quarterback.
Yep, I was right.
And that quarterback will be Justin Fields.
I was wrong.
You're all over it. You've been fact-checked.
Mark this down. They will trade up for Justin Fields.
Also wrong.
There's one more. Hold on.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pro-penis.
You've been fact-checked. I ain't checking that one.
I was also wrong on the Oscar predictions. I didn't have a good... my week of predictions wasn't so great.
Oh, that's right. It was Chadwick Boseman, and everyone was shocked by that.
Right, and Carey Mulligan, so I got both of those wrong. I got Nomadland right as best picture.
Okay.
And not one person watched.
No.
No,
you were right about that.
Yes.
That's why I didn't fact check that, because I have no idea.
But that that NFL draft, the Patriots picked a quarterback. I'm happy. I just wanted a quarterback. So yay for that. Just another like fake Brady stiff, though, I think. So we'll see.
Okay.
He's like the D-minus version of Brady.
I don't know why they wouldn't get Garoppolo.
Well, they couldn't figure it out, and I guess they wanted too much, and we'll find out more today, I think.
Damn.
But it was exciting. I had a nice time.
Was it really exciting?
Yes, I loved it.
The beginning part was horrible.
I told the children at 8 o'clock, the TV is mine.
The children.
We're not watching any of your dumb shows. I sat there from 8 to 10:30, Afghan show. It was excellent.
You do realize they could watch their dumb shows on their cell phone.
Well, right, that's actually what happened.
That's probably what they did, yes.
By the way, dumb Patriots Twitter all made the same joke about this quarterback. His name is Mac.
Oh, it's so...
And they're like, oh, spell his name backwards. It's Cam.
It's real bad. Oh, it's just a terrible joke. Oh, wow. It was truly...
100 times!
It was everywhere. And I was like, this is a stupid joke.
It's terrible.
Wow. All right. This is what I'm missing, not going on Twitter?
Yeah. Just know that.
Wow. I'm hungry for Twitter.
You haven't lived.
All right, listen to this. It's sponsored.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Just feels so official. Yeah, I'm pro-penis.
That right.
Clearly, John Heyman has not listened to this segment.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Okay, so a list came out the other day about annoying things that people do in grocery stores, and I have my own.
Oh, okay.
Here are my top 5 most annoying things about the grocery store.
That was on the original list on your list?
I don't know. I just saw the clickbait headline and said, I'm coming up with my own list.
Oh, great.
Nice.
So, number 5, the cart police. I realize that in the parking lot of grocery stores, there are special carousels where the carts are supposed to go.
Yes, the cart building.
But
yes.
I am never doing that.
Really?
I'm going to put the cart where I'm finished. So I'm done loading the stuff in my car, and guess what? This is where the cart goes. So I don't need you or some other like loser in the parking lot to yell at me and say, oh, you got to put your cart back, because I'm never, ever doing that.
Hold on, let me turn my mics down over here.
Seriously.
You're picking up on all 8 mics. Yeah.
The other station's picking it up.
But no, this is a real thing. So they say...
Someone's actually said that to you?
Yes, more than once, because I do it every time. I just like leave the cart and I'm like, I'm out of here. Wow. I'm not walking like, you know, 23 spaces away to put the cart away. I got milk. I got like frozen items. I gotta get home.
Got mayonnaise.
Right? Maybe park so nearer to the cart carousel.
I got the cart narcs online too.
But so that's number 5. Number 4.
So you'll leave it in the parking space.
So the wind can catch it and hit his car.
Will you put the front wheels up on the,
the curb?
Where it's done, it's done.
That's it.
Yeah. So I'll put it in between 2 cars.
Oh, good. So it hits somebody else's car.
I'll leave it in the aisle, right. But I'm never putting it in the carousel, ever. Right. They can come get me. I don't care. Number 4. You know how since COVID there's been the one-way lanes in the grocery stores?
Yes.
You're supposed to go this way or this way. I'm also never doing that, and I haven't done it. So they started this in April of last year, and I've never followed it, and I don't care. I'm going the way I want to go. I don't care if you have to find your stupid salad dressing. The lanes are mine.
Totally agree with you.
Yeah,
totally
this
agree.
Way, that way. I'm going to not get COVID because I'm going the wrong way. The bacon bits line. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God. You use bacon bits?
Oh, I He's love bacon bits.
Really? All 5 items on the annoying people at the grocery store list.
Isn't oh, it is
Keith,
it?
Keith, Keith,
oh. Keith. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So do you all follow the stupid lines one way, this way, that way?
I do.
Ugh.
If I forget, I'll walk backwards out of the aisle. If I'm going the wrong
way. Really?
He'll talk backwards, too.
I mean, I guess you're nicer than I am, because I'm never doing that.
I don't think I am. Right. I just don't want to be called out.
Exactly. Right.
Those are stupid. Those are right. Never do them.
You're going to get COVID if you go this way into the tater tot aisle. No.
It's so people aren't passing each other.
Ugh, I have my mask on. These laws are fake. Like, have them be real one-way lines. We're wearing masks. So I don't think I'm giving you COVID in front of the Nutella.
All right, so far we have salad dressing, we have bacon bits.
I never see him leave a cart in the parking lot. I would never talk to him. I would take the cart back for him.
Right.
Number 3, count your stupid items. The sign says 15 items.
Oh, this rule matters.
Yeah.
Don't bog the rest of us down because you don't know how to count. And
what if you have 16?
I'm fine with 16, but at 20 and over, you know you have 20.
And they tried to half and half.
That's even worse.
Yeah, they do half and half.
I'm 15 here, I'm 15 here.
Exactly right. This is somebody else's stuff over here I'm buying.
This is an easy one. You know where you are. Stop trying to fool everyone and screw us all up. Number two, don't let self-checkout defeat you. You don't have to go to Princeton to do self-checkout, but some people just can't. You know how some people can't use the internet?
Yes.
There were some people that should just say, I'm going to go to the regular cashier because I don't know how to weigh my bananas.
Yes.
When the machine says, weigh your bananas, you got to figure out how to weigh your bananas. And if you can't, it's over. Like, stop.
They meant actual bananas?
Yes. And you got to do it in the voice. Please weigh your bananas.
Right, yeah.
Self-checkout might be too much of the future for some people. And it's fine. Just use the regular. They're still there. But get out of my way, because I need to use the self-checkout.
They should announce every single.
You guys have it all wrong.
They should announce every single thing that you buy. Like, hemorrhoid cream.
Right.
Oh, that would be
condoms.
Horrible.
Right. Yeah.
Vagisil.
I just never take my vegetables out of the cart.
Wow.
Oh.
You steal your vegetables?
I steal them.
You just.
Seems like you steal them.
I forget. I get outside. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Again.
I get these free tomatoes again.
Yeah.
It's like if you buy organic bananas, that's one of the options. I'm never picking that option. I'm picking bananas, yeah, the cheap junk ones.
But you pay for your bananas.
Yeah, but not if I buy organic bananas, which are like $7 a banana, I'm paying for the cheap 69 cent
$7 a banana.
Whether they like it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, come get me.
Yeah.
Stop and shop.
Last time you said that, I think someone did.
Yeah, right. We had to take this segment down.
That's right.
We shouldn't post this segment to begin with. You get it on the air, and then it goes away forever.
Right.
All right, number one. The number one thing at grocery stores that annoy me, if we are in the checkout line, and you were in front of me, and then all of a sudden you forgot something, and you run to go get it while we're in the line, you should be put in grocery store prison. Once the stuff is on the belt, it's over. So you have two options. Okay, you can go home and not worry about it. You can get peanut butter next week, or pay, bring the stuff to your car, and come back into the store.
I agree.
You know, you've lost.
Yeah,
it's over. Make a list. Like, come in with a plan. That would be my. That's the worst of them all.
It seems like he hurt himself.
Okay.
He's freaking out. He's like, wow, I do sound crazy.
I heard a snap.
Stop here.
I heard a snap.
This is what the people come to this segment for.
Between two and three, I heard
right.
Snap.
So there you go. Those are my things that annoy me about the grocery store.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.